And we're going to go ahead and knock out a quick pass in the briefing, and then we'll be around again to pass out the earplugs. Because of the cargo profile today, we'll demonstrate both sides of the airplane, so don't feel slighted that we didn't demo for you. We'll be right over here. Okay, thanks, and welcome aboard to our flight, which is ICE-30 today. Flight time to McMurdo is approximately 5 hours and 15 minutes. During the flight, we ask you please comply with the personal advisory signs. They're located on the board bulkhead and halfway down the cargo compartment. And like I said, on the right side of the airplane, again, on the forward bulkhead, and halfway down the airplane. Okay, there is no smoking permitted aboard the aircraft at any time. This aircraft is equipped for emergency exit to the crew entrance door through which you boarded. One through door in the back. There's one forward side escape hatch on the right-hand side. And another big through door in the back on the right-hand side in the aft portion of the aircraft. They're all outlined in yellow. You have to just take a moment, look around, and find the exit that's closest to you, and we'll help direct those in the event of evacuation.
That way.
Okay, the aircraft is pressurized for your flight today, and should we have a change in cabin pressure, these yellow oxygen masks will pull out of the rectangular cutouts above your left or right shoulder. You'll see one. These are the airline-style masks. You see the mask deploy. Go ahead and pull it out. Bring it around your log into cord. Give a tug on the cord to start the flow of oxygen through the mask. Fill a cup goes over the nose and mouth and wait till after you get in around the back of your head pretty normally. The key to this is to make sure that the mask is on and operating on yourself first correctly before you attempt to help anybody else. And on the right side, it comes out of the rectangular cutouts. Okay, under each seat, you're sitting on a small EPOS. You feel a pouch under there. That's the emergency passenger oxygen system, holding it up from the front here, coming around the other side. Folks, this mask is for use in the smoke and fume environment only. It's directed to don as fast as you can don the mask. Go ahead and remove it from the container, hold the unit. You'll find a silver cylinder with a red ball attached. Once you have pulled the unit, you want to hold that silver end towards you, pull the red ball free of the cylinder, which starts to flow oxygen into the mask. So put this mask on, you want to put your palms together, spread the rubber neck seal, and then don it over your head. There's an extended period of time that the oxygen flows, approximately 15 minutes. Just keep it on until you're told to remove it by your crew personnel or you'll come across your face. And as with other oxygen equipment, make sure you have yours on and operating correctly. Trying to help anybody else. Because our rig does take us over water today, you see it's equipped with a life preserver. It's behind the small of your back in a yellow container. You can see it or feel it. You're directed to don to remove the unit. Go ahead and place the unit over your head. There's a center chest strap that actually comes around your waist. That waist strap around hooking to the D ring in the front. And adjust it for a snug fit. Inflate the vest. You want to yank down on the red tabs. There's also some oral inflation tubes at the top. You need those. Coming around, getting inflated by jerking on the red tabs and or the two oral inflation tubes at the top. The key to remember, please, is you need to inflate this after exiting the aircraft. After you exit the aircraft. The aircraft is equipped for overhead water hatches. Yeah, we do have a lavatory located up front. It's marked. It's also got some nice to know instructions on the outside of it, primarily because we've had people lose MP3 players and other equipment down the toilet. So please take a moment, read the instructions, and that'll be available for use approximately 25 minutes after takeoff. If there's anybody that can't make that time, needs to go now, please come on forward. Squared away, otherwise it's going to be about 30 minutes after takeoff when you do that exit seatbelt sign extinguish. Okay, current Air Force regulations do prohibit access to your checked baggage. We did pass out the earplugs and they are recommended for your use of protection. you don't have to, if you have any questions around the flight, please don't hesitate to ask one of us, Sergeant Marie and Sergeant Gavin Smith here will be running the flight down, and then the other of us looking around as well. Trash on the airplane, very important. We do have a trash bag on the forward right hand, forward left hand side of the aircraft. We ask that you please keep the airplane clean. If you have anything on the surface down there, you know, we find them all manner of items. So if there's a trash bag up there, we'll keep that available for you at all times. Thanks for your attention.